Indiana, it was his native home. And at the age of 17, Sam began to roam. When Sam first came to Texas, a cowboy for to be, a kinder-hearted fellow you seldom ever see. Sam used to deal in race stock, one called the Ditton Mare. He matched her in scrub races, and he took her to the fair. I used to coin the money and spend it rather free. He always drank good whiskey wherever he might be. Sam, he left the Collins Ranch in the early month of May with a herd of Texas cattle, the Black Hills for to see. Sold out at Custer City and then went on a spree. And a tougher set of cowboys you seldom ever see. On their way back to Texas, they robbed the UP train and then split up in couples and started out again. Joe Collins and his partner was overtaken soon. With all their hard-earned money, they had to meet their doom. Sam had bold companions, four bold and daring lads: Frank Jackson, Henry Underwood, Joe Collins, and Old Dad. Such bold and daring cowboys the Rangers never knew. They whipped the Texas Rangers and they ran the boys in blue. Jim Murphy was arrested and then released on bail. He jumped his bond at Tyler and then he took off on the trail. But Major Barnes had posted him, that was all a stall. It was a plan to capture Sam before the coming fall. Sam met his fate at Round Rock, July the 21st. They pierced poor Sam with rifle balls and they emptied out his purse. Sam is now a corpse. He's 6 foot under clay. And Jackson's on the border, still trying to get away. Jim, he stole Sam's good gold and he didn't want to pay. The only way he saw to win was to give poor Sam away. He sold out Sam and Barnes and he left their friends to mourn. What a scorching Jim should get when Gabriel blows his horn. Jim Murphy sold out Sam and Barnes and left their friends to mourn. And what a scorching Jim should get when Gabriel blows his horn. Perhaps he's gone to heaven, there's none of us can say. But if I'm right in my surmise, he's gone the other way.